Sabra Harp slapped her palms onto the weathered door of the Bad News Bar and shoved it open, trundling through in time to avoid getting smacked in the face by its recoil. She didn't give a shit that her blouse had come untucked, or that her mascara had left smudges on her cheeks when she'd dashed tears from them earlier. On other days, the pub's name had seemed ironic. Today, fitting. Weaving through the after-work crowd, she ignored the appreciative stares of the men pressing around her. All she needed right then was a good, stiff drink. She climbed onto the only empty stool at the bar and discouraged chit-chat with the two chipper plastic women beside her by shooting off a death-ray glare. Then she turned to the bartender. "Hey, Ward, get me a rum and coke, please."
"That's a far cry from your usual nursing a few sips of our crappy house white when you show up at happy hour with those newsroom fellows. You sure?"
He wrung his towel as he studied her. Dropping her gaze, she hoped he didn't notice how puffy and bloodshot her eyes were.
"Yeah, it's been that kind of day, you know. In fact, make it a double. With top shelf strong shit."
She planted her elbows on the bar and put her head in her hands without waiting for his response.
"I'll be right back with that, doll."
He touched her wrist softly, then vanished.
"Having a rough one, huh?"
The saccharine, sing-songy question could only have come from the barfly next door. Damn it.
"Yes,"
Sabra spat through gritted teeth. Instead of taking the hint, the woman scooted her stool closer.
"Great. I know what that's like."
The woman chuckled and patted Sabra on the shoulder. Unlike Ward's glancing contact, the connection had her skin crawling. Maybe it had been a mistake to come here when she needed to stew. She'd finish her drink, then head home, alone, to mope in private.
"Yeah? What did you do, break a nail?"
Sabra knew she was being a bitch, but her filter had disintegrated earlier, along with her career as Middletown's anchorwoman. Telling one's boss to fuck off wasn't exactly a recommended path to promotions.
"Nah, boy trouble. What else?"
Her neighbor's shrill laugh had several men turning their heads. Did fake dramatics like that really lure in guys? Admittedly drunk and rowdy, some of the interested dudes seemed like they should know better.
"My name's Bambi, by the way."
Sabra realized her life could actually be worse. She could be called Bambi.
"Wow, were your parents Disney fans or something?"
She promised herself she'd quit the snark, soon. It only steeped her in negativity instead of cheering her up. Probably she should have indulged in a double session of yoga and meditation instead of liquor. That might have cleared her mind instead of poisoning her chakras. Too late now. There'd be plenty of time to practice the advanced Jivamukti poses she'd nearly mastered now that she had joined the ranks of the jobless. Endless hours would abound after she finished out her two-week notice. They would allow her to concentrate on her core values and figure out what path to take from here. Kicking off the rest of her life with a hangover seemed like a minor indulgence.
"Huh?"
Bambi's overprocessed, super-styled platinum blonde hair didn't budge when she canted her head and squinted her eyes.
"Actually, I picked it myself. My real name is Teresa. Do I look like a Teresa to you?"
"Hell no, baby,"
a smashed man answered for Sabra. She prayed the two would hit it off and sneak into the woods out back for a quickie. No such luck.
"Thanks, sugar."
Bambi winked, then returned her attention to Sabra. When Ward delivered her drink with a slight shake of his head, she didn't hesitate in downing a slug and then another. A welcome burn spread through her chest, masking the chill inside her, at least for a moment or two, until she guzzled a few more swallows.
"So, like I was saying, I've had a bad run here lately."
Bambi flounced and swiveled so that she faced Sabra fully. Her cleavage stayed remarkably steady since her unnaturally large boobs didn't wobble even a bit. Kind of fascinated, Sabra tried not to stare, draining more of her rum and coke instead.
"First, a guy I really liked clocked me, so I had to ditch him. Then I decided to go for some pure fun with a couple of mechanics.